That was Ricky Lee Jones with Star Joint, and I'm joined now by the fabulous Wayne Carter. Hi,
hey,
Wayne.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm moist. How are you?
Are you on? Yeah, you're on.
Am I?
So what's coming out later? You've got Driving You Home at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing 9 o'clock also?
Yeah, so Sylvie can't make it in for her Frizz and Go show.
Okay.
So I am covering her hour.
Yep.
It's going to be a sort of prelude to Driving You Home, I guess.
Okay, and what's coming up tonight?
We're going to be talking about things like RuPaul's Drag Race. We're also going to be talking about not controversy, but we're going to be talking about there's a drag queen who wants to go in for surrogacy. So we're going to talk about whether we think it's acceptable or not acceptable, that kind of stuff. We'll probably put in...
Hang on, go into... A drag queen doing what?
Surrogacy.
Okay.
So there's a drag performer out there whose name is Ginger Minge.
Ginger Minge?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she and her partner have just recently married, and they have decided to go the next step up and go, you know what, we want to go into surrogacy and have a child.
So yeah.
It's one of those interesting ones where, you know, some people will be against it, some people will be for it, and we're going to have a chat. I have the talented Dixie Delight, who's a drag performer in London. She's part of the girl group The Vixens.
Mm.
So she'll be coming in and having a chat and weighing, putting her, you know, 2 cents worth into all of that.
Mm.
And, yeah, we'll just be waffling nonsense about things that have happened in the week, going on that sort of journey.
Very good. Now, I've got a question for you. Do you know why?
No, I don't.
This song. What's this song?
Ooh, I like the beat. Hey, Macarena. Yeah, I've got it now.
Do you know why this song's been in the news this week?
I have absolutely no idea.
Or?
I don't even know what country it's from.
It's from
I want to say Spain? Madrid? Spain, Madrid?
Or should I do a perfect... Let me do a perfect mix. Okay, this song or...
Staying Alive.
Yeah.
Oh, are they suggesting that there's copyright infringement?
No.
That there's similar...
No.
Because I know there's a lot of some issues recently in Australia where people are coming out...
No, wrong.
Okay.
Do you want to... Whilst we discuss this, do you
this
want
is
to
the
hear...
The BGs, right, though?
They're correct.
Yeah.
From your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear... Staying Alive, or should we go back to Macarena?
I mean, really.
Which one do you want?
I mean, really.
Which one do you want?
The Bee Gees.
Okay, let's stick with this
obviously.
One.
Although,
no, I'm not going to, because the article...
No, don't say Macarena. I don't want the Macarena.
No, I'm going
to
stop. Because the article is about Macarena. So
okay.
Let me just...
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Are Put on the Macarena, then.
Is this good radio to do this?
Well, just do it.
Okay.
No one cares. Just put on the Macarena. It's disgusting.
Okay. Oh, how do I do this?
Does that mean we have to do the hand gestures as well?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, is that Macarena back on?
Oh, very lightly, yeah.
This is a long, drawn-out introduction and not a very good one.
No, you've done well,
It is, Macarena can improve your chances of staying alive. And do you know why?
Because you're physically active? Because you're doing the dance?
No.
Because...
Think about the beat. Dum, dum, dum.
Like a heart rate. Dum.
Yes. Apparently, you've got it in one. You're very quick. Mm. Did you read the article?
No.
Upside down?
No, I did. I promise.
Apparently, if you are performing CPR, this is the perfect beat to do it.
That was the same with Staying Alive.
And the previous thinking is that Staying Alive was perfect. And now the experts, I'm not sure who they are, I haven't read this whole article yet, but the experts now say that the Macarena is perfect to aid CPR.
Well, there you go.
And it triples the chances of doing it successfully, a Spanish study has discovered.
Spanish. Makes sense.
Shall I read the article?
Some of it, yeah.
So, okay. Let me turn it down. Is that okay? Experts have previously suggested that Staying Alive as a rhythm for administering the chest compressions was perfect.
Correct.
However, the effectiveness of music has been uncertain since a 2011 study found no clear advantage when using the... Blah, 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 that, I don't know what this says.
Yeah.
In the latest study, musical accompaniments were prepared to a metronome, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
164 students did it, and they found that the Macarena hit the correct rhythm 74% of the time, which is 100 to 120 beats per minute, 91% of the time.
I mean, when I learned senior first aid in Australia, we
did you?
Because I am a professional.
Man.
I've got many hats to my bow.
You're very talented.
Bows to my hat. I got lots of things going on.
So the perfect rhythm. Sorry, what were you going to say? When you learnt it?
I learnt it. We were taught the Staying Alive. Like,
no way.
Go to, like...
No,
100%.
No, you're making it up.
Why would I make it up?
Because
why would I lie?
Because you sound better.
Because I sound better.
Yeah.
I don't sound better.
You sound better
I hate the Macarena. I think it's disgusting.
You
it's 90s you rubbish.
You sound better by saying, because you read the article upside down.
So I 100% promise I did not read it.
Okay, and now you're saying that you're a qualified CPR guy. And
no,
when
senior
you're
first aid. I'm not qualified.
Okay, you're a senior first aid guy, yeah. And you're qualified to do that. And you already knew about staying alive from 7 years ago when you did it.
Yeah, 100%.
No joke. You're not 100%. Making it up.
No, 100%, yeah. Like, staying alive was a thing. And I've known about that for years. Why would I lie? I'm not lying. The Macarena thing is ridiculous. I agree.
Yeah, but it's a better beat. It's clearly a better beat. You can see.
I was going to say, I agree with them in that the contextually with the beat, and you just. We were taught, like, to do proper CPR, and we had these methods and stuff. But then also, they were like, we can also do it to the beat of staying alive. It was so ridiculous because there was an older woman teaching us. She was like, just do this, do
you,
like that.
When you learned, did you do it on a real body or on a mannequin?
On a mannequin. It's like a half of a, so like the torso and the face. It's next level.
And you were really taught to stay in
100%, life. Yeah. Okay. Because it's part of my day pays.
So the here's the four-part test, according to the Times, mm-hmm. is check for the consciousness and dial 999.
No, you've got to ask, you've got to be like, hey, are you there? You have to talk to them.
Give 30 chest compressions 100%. At the rate of 2 per second, aiming for a depth of 5 to 6 centimetres. What does that mean?
You push, on the ribcage. Okay. Yeah.
And Macarena can help to set the correct rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Give 2 rescue breaths with the patient's head tilted back.
And that's a kind of like a choice thing, I think.
Okay.
The breath thing is like, as long as you're doing the chest compressions, then you should be... Oh,
this
babe.
This is the wrong song.
I love this.
I
love this jazz.
No, this is summertime.
Oh, this jazz.
There's nothing to do with it. Or should we keep this on?
I love it. It's like background music. I love it.
Should we keep it on or go to stay in life?
I mean, I love this song.
Are we done with this CPR thing?
I mean, I just want to be clear that I did not lie.
Making it up.
I 100% and I didn't read it.
And it also says repeat until the ambulance arrives.
Yeah, I think the thing that I was taught was like. Just give it a go. Like, when in doubt, like, if they're, like, struggling to breathe and you need a little bit of help, then just do it because that could save a life.
Okay. And but pull up Macarena if you ever... Have you ever had to do it in real life?
Thankfully, no.
No.
No, thankfully, no. I have had to do other things, though.
And the other article... This is less interesting. Okay. 10,000 steps is apparently the whole 10,000 step thing is nonsense. And if you spend too much time focusing on your 10,000 steps, you're not deriving energy, health benefits, and you should just go for a walk. Forget the 10,000 steps.
I think most people, it depends on the profession you're in, but most people walk that 10,000 steps.
Anyway.
Like as a resting state. Unless you're in a profession that's predominantly, you're sitting behind office stuff. Yeah. But even then, like I used to work in mortgage verification because...
You used to work in what?
I used to work in banking and mortgage verification.
Oh, did you?
So
that
I'd be like,
fascinating.
Oh, would you like to buy this house? I'm sorry, you don't have enough money.
Yeah.
I was that person. So while I was when I was doing that, I was in a big office, like cubicles and everything like that. But I'm blessed with the curves, so I've always been chunky yet funky. And I was like, oh, I need to, you know, stay physically active. Because I went from a job that was very physically demanding
to
something that's not. Yeah. So I would... do laps around the office and they'll be like, what are you doing, Wade? And I'm like, I'm just going for a walk. Just, you know how it is. So, like, unconsciously doing the 10,000 steps.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
like, doing my version of the 10,000 steps.
And this was before the whole 10... So your story about doing the laps in the office was before the whole 10,000 steps thing ever existed.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. But I don't read into that kind of stuff. I think that's... I agree with that article that says, like, why should you... Like, same with that calorie counting.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you need to, like, my big thing is, it's, those kinds of things to me are akin to, what do they call it, an addiction.
Yeah.
So it's something that you want to do as part of your life. That's fine. Like, so going to the gym. You don't need to go to the gym 10 times
a
week.
Right.
You need to look in the mirror. If you look in the mirror and see yourself and go, hey, I look beautiful, or, oh, no, I need to change this about myself. If you can physically do that, then do it. If you can't, love yourself.
So, okay.
Like, who cares?
So the third story that you could help with is salad cream. Oh, are you talking about that later?
No, I don't. I've talked enough on radio about this.
But what is just tell me the whole salad. This thing is.
So I was recently invited to a very large broadcasting corporation.
Oh yeah.
That isn't Wandsworth Radio, but it's a British staple. Okay. I was invited into that location.
Very good.
Oh, I don't want to brag, but woo! And the presenter there was like, "Hey Wayne, let's talk about salad cream." And I was like, "I legit have no idea what it is.
Oh.
I'm Australian. It might be in Australia, but I've." As someone who never eats salad and never puts a topping on salad, like whatever salad toppings there are, so dressings is the word we're using, I just think it's ridiculous. So
what's the story about?
It's rebranding is what it is.
Yeah, so go on. So
Heinz have come out and said, oh, it's not salad cream anymore, it's sandwich cream.
Sandwich cream.
Which I'd go, you know what, follow your heart.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to call it sandwich, I wasn't buying it before, I'm not going to be buying it after, like... If you want to try and do some rebranding, you know, do it, don't do it, like...
Is this mayonnaise, or is that different?
And see, this is this is the rub that we had. So, we had on the other broadcasting station that is a...
Does it begin with B?
It's a very popular British...
Does it begin with B and ends with C?
It's a popular British broadcasting corporation, all right? That's what I will say.
Yeah.
It's a
when were you on? Wednesday.
B Corporation. So I was on that station.
Has it? It's got the letters C, B, and in it.
Yeah, it has two letters, but there's three of them. Okay. And yeah, okay. And it rhymes with hees.
And you were on.
So I was on, and we were talking about that. We had a listener phone in and talk about it, and she was very passionate about this topic. And she had organized a Save Our Salad Facebook page. Well done her, good job, whatever. That's her chosen path. I, as the naive Australian who hasn't heard of salad cream before, I said, hey, what's this salad cream?
Yeah.
Like, tell me about it. Like, yeah, is it like mayonnaise?
Yeah.
And I've worked in restaurants and, like, handling stuff, and I've physically made big batches of mayonnaise. So I know, like, it's so depressing that I've got flashbacks to when I was like a kitchen hand.
All these stories so far, you.
I'm sorry, I've got multi layers. I've got layers, babe.
Nothing you don't know about or have personal thing
well,
with.
You know, take a minute and think about something, and I'll probably have
go something. On. So salad cream mayonnaise.
So yeah, so we're talking about. So I was like, oh, I don't know what salad cream is. Is it kind of like mayonnaise? And she was like, oh, how dare you? That's sacrilegious. Oh my God, I would never. She got super jokingly offended that I didn't know what it was and that I was comparing salad cream to mayonnaise. And then the presenter of the show that I was on this popular British broadcasting corporation, and they were like, oh, this is the ingredients for salad cream. And I was like, that's legit mayonnaise with like the KFC 11 herbs and spices. That's all it is. So I was like, I lost my mind. I was like, okay, I don't know who you are, you beautiful human, but I was right. You were wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry on. Like, about
right. Your final question. Mm-hmm. Is Australia in the G7?
The G7 summit?
Yeah. Are you guys in the G7?
We're in the... There's a G20.
But not the G7.
I don't... What's the difference between the G20 and the G7?
The G7 is the...
There's seven of them? I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's my understanding of the G20, yeah. And I assume this is the same with the G7, is... Are you trying to trump me on something that I don't know? What's happening right now?
I'm trying to find out whether Trump has picked Trump. A fight with your Prime Minister.
Oh, I mean, Trump's ridiculous.
Has he picked a fight with your Prime Minister?
I do remember a couple of months or years ago that there was a phone conversation with our then Prime Minister, and then Trump just sort of hung up.
Yeah, he hung up. He threw a fit and hung up. It was to do with taking on refugees or prisoners, former prisoners, something like that.
So what would have happened, I can't remember exactly the story, but what would have happened, I assume, is that our Prime Minister was like, we don't want the refugees, take it.
We've got 30 seconds before the end of the program.
Oh, okay. Well,
are they reading the news?
I don't know. Are the radio presenter, the news presenters reading the news? Yeah. Oh, okay. In like 30 seconds. Well, I mean,
let's carry on talking.
Yeah, we've got after the hour, we can keep talking because we've got hours to go, or like an hour.
Let me just talk for a second, Wayne, while I pull up a journal.
I'm going to be talking about things and places and people. In a short amount of time, we have Chloe, who's going to be. Oh my God, is this Chloe, right?
Clara.
Oh, I had Chloe in my head because she was a new. You know what? So Clara is going to be doing the news in a second. Don't you be coming for me. Don't be coming for my gig. So Clara is a recent news graduate who's going to be doing the news shortly.
Clara will be reading the news in 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes time.
In 2 minutes.
Excellent. And the talented Mickey, who does a lot of our late night shows, is in teaching her.
So quickly, the Trump, he's called Turnbull, isn't he?
Sure. I know Turnbull is a part of the political stature in Australia. I've legit mental blanked on who the actual Prime Minister of Australia is.
I think it is
currently.
Turnbull.
Only because it's been a revolving door for the, like, it was Julia Gillard, it was John Howard, it was Julia Gillard, it was Kevin Rudd, it was what's his chops with the budgie smugglers came in, Tony Abbott, and now I think it's Malcolm Turnbull.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
So what I assume happened is Turnbull went, oh, we don't want refugees, we'll send them to America. And America was like, well, we want to build walls.
So, yeah.
So, it was like, you know, smashing heads together because they're both ridiculous humans. But your previous question was, what is the G7, G20? My understanding of the G7, G20 is that there's 20? 20 countries?
Very insightful. That's brilliant insight.
I mean, ooh.
That's brilliant. And what does G stand for?
Great. The Great 20.
Does it?
No, I don't know.
But what
know.
Does it stand for? G.
You know what?
Look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up.
But
and Trump today said Russia should become the 8 of the 7. Did you hear that?
Oh, Russia.
Yeah, he said Russia. I mean, he's insulting them all and says that Russia should join in as the G8.
Okay. G20 summit is finance, central bank governors. Oh, okay. Oh, I assume G stands for. You look ridiculous. Sorry, to those twos and twos of people that are listening to this ridiculousness, Andy here is just being a fool.
Okay, we've got 20 seconds before the news comes.
Oh, I love how you, you were like, I don't want to say it out loud because I don't want to disrupt it, but then I've come along and disrupted it. G20, I think, stands for global.
Oh, global. That 20. Would make sense, wouldn't it?
I will tell you who the G8 are after these news.
After
headlines.
The news, briefly. And here's Clara with the news at 9 o'clock, just after. Name the tune, Wayne.
It is Ole.
The first word is la.
La.
Rumba.
Okay, yep, accurate.
Mi lamo. And the last word is
cha-cha.
Yo. La ramba mi lama yo.
Oh no, you caught me. I didn't know something.
By Daime Arosena.
That's the first of many things that I didn't know the actual.
Do you know where Daime is from?
She's European. No, South American.
Yeah.
There we go.
She's from Havana.
Oh.
La Havana.
I love the new song Havana.
You love the what?
The song Havana. There's a song called Havana.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Really anyway, good. She's from La Havana.
Okay.
So finish up with the brief and at the moment serious topic of the G7 to G20 to 13,
okay.
Whatever.
So the G8 summit you were talking about,
yep.
And you were talking about how Donald Trump wants Russia to be involved in the G8 summit.
Yep.
It was originally called the G8 summit and Russia was involved in it. The countries that were involved in the G8 are Russia, the US, Canada, Japan, Italy, UK, Germany and France.
But Russia's not in the G7.
No, okay. So the G8, the group of eight,
yep.
Are all of those countries, including Russia.
Okay.
It then turned to the G7.
Oh, because nobody liked Russia.
For Russia annexed the Crimea, and when they did that, they all banded together and went, Russia, come on, lift your game. And so they got kicked out, and now Trump's going, hey, let them back in. So that's essentially what is happening now. Because obviously Trump has got his mates in Russia, and he wants to keep them connected.
Yep.
And then there's the G20, which is, I assume, the group of 20, which is more of Australasia,
I assume. So here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm. What, is this a question because you wanna trump me, is it? You wanna,
it's on Trump.
You've realised that I know a lot about a lot of things.
He Trump pardoned the boxer Jack Johnson the other day.
I don't know who Jack Johnson is, but go on.
And he pardoned him for breaking... Jack Johnson was a boxer from years gone by.
Okay.
And he was a
something silly.
He was a pioneer. Well, no, not at all. He was a pioneer in the sense that he married or had some type of relationship with a white woman and transported right. himself across state lines or her across state lines
right.
and in the process broke the law
Laws, yeah.
as they then were.
Yeah.
And he was convicted and had that against him, and Trump pardoned him
okay.
a few weeks ago, which was
thing.
Out of, yeah,
which
absolutely.
Which is a rare thing for Trump to do.
It's a rare
nice.
Thing. And yeah. random.
Yeah.
Random. But
I mean, you say that. I recently heard that there was a grandmother who has been in jail for the last like 30 plus years. Mm. And someone came out. I can't remember who it was, but a celebrity.
Oh, you are, man. You should know and who it was.
Someone famous.
Called Kim
Kardashian.
Yeah.
Ah, I knew it was someone famous. That yeah. I was like, oh, God, it's yeah. someone I know, but yeah. someone who doesn't.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, so she came out and was like, oh, there's a grandmother. She's yeah. been in prison. She'd been a model citizen. Let her out because it was
she'd been jail
minor
for,
drug.
Well, she'd received life without parole.
Mm.
She'd served 20 years, and yeah. there was like some cocaine smuggling ring.
Yeah.
So she's no angel.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yeah, but
20
also,
years ago.
Also, come on now. Like.
But anyway,
yeah.
Kim Kardashian took it upon herself. Kim Kardashian took it upon herself to do stuff to try to get this woman part. I don't know
yeah.
what the relationship is between Kim Kardashian and this woman,
mm.
or how she managed to get access to the White House. But Trump pardoned her.
Well, and so Trump's apparently there seems to be a progression in terms of Trump pardoning people.
Now,
pardoning people.
This was my question, Trump. In the papers today, was looking to pardon Muhammad Ali.
The dead one, or his
yeah.
son?
The dead one.
The dead one. The boxer. The yeah. boxer. What did he, pardon
yeah.
him for what?
Here's the thing, is that he was...
Did he do some silly things in
the past? I understand that the president can pardon people if
yeah.
they have a conviction hanging over them.
Right.
And he wanted to pardon Muhammad Ali, but... It has been pointed out that Muhammad Ali's conviction was overturned 50 years ago.
Right.
And there's nothing to pardon him for.
Okay, so I guess Donald Trump just wants to...
And I don't know whether Donald Trump... Donald Trump himself told reporters today that he was, quote, very seriously considering pardoning Muhammad Ali for his conviction for failing to report for military service.
There was a really great clip of Donald Trump talking about... And I can't remember what the topic was, but he was talking about... something, and then he completely did the opposite to what he said. So he's
right.
like, I like cheese. And then he, like, 2 minutes later, no, I don't like cheese.
Right, right.
I can't remember what the conversation was about, but I was just like, this is next level.
And we're joined by a man who may know, Mickey.
Mickey
Gwilliam is here. Mickey's been teaching Clara how to read the news, not how to read the news, but how to run the desk.
Did you know Mickey was the first person to teach me how to run the desk as well?
It's Mickey, not Nicky.
I said Mickey.
Oh, did you?
Oh my goodness, that is so disrespectful. Not only did you correct me,
but you suggest... We have been listening to you next door.
Good.
So
we love the G20 and
sorry,
the G7.
Clara.
We love the G20 and the G7.
Do yeah. we know what G stands for?
Yeah, group.
Yeah.
It's group
Good.
Of seven.
Yeah, group of seven.
Group
I told
of
you
seven.
That.
All right.
You were like, oh, it's great.
And the G8 already exists, said Tom Sting another one.
No,
G8
we're like, so it was
the
G7. It was
the
G7.
G8.
It
yeah.
turned into the G8 because...
Canada
and Russia. Canada jumped in.
Okay.
In the 1960s.
Oh no, later than that.
Yeah, 1960s, 1970s. 1976 with the addition of Canada. Yeah, there you go. And then Russia was already in, but then they got kicked out.
Mm.
So it went from G7 to G8, back to G7 again.
Theoretically, it is a G7. Yeah.
Yeah. But and then there's the G20, which Australia is part of.
So Mickey, did you read about the? The Muhammad Ali pardon story?
Yeah, I think that is because he's lining up to pardon himself.
Yeah, he's throwing up all sorts of balloons.
This makes all the sense
all sorts
in the world
of balloons.
Now. Mickey, you're a beautiful human.
He's
that's
testing
great.
People left, right. He's
yeah.
he's pardoning them left, right, and center.
Except the family spokesperson said today, we appreciate President Trump's sentiment, but a pardon is unnecessary because no other authority than the United States Supreme Court overturned his conviction in a unanimous decision in 1971, and there is no conviction from which a pardon is needed.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's Trump.
I mean, what I will say in connection to this, which kind of connects to me as a human individual, is that Scotland this week recently just did legislation to overturn the LGBT queer laws to say that you can't be gay or you can't be a queer man.
Mm.
So like those things that like Alan Turing and Oscar Wilde had to deal with in terms of like being arrested or convicted for being a queer person. They've just been overturned, and they England, Wales, and Northern Ireland overturned it, and there was about 23,000 23,000 people that were posthumously pardoned from those convictions that they had in the past.
Mm.
And then Scotland's following suit now, and they're coming through it now at the moment.
Do you think there's anything in the, just returning to Muhammad Ali, his original conviction in 1967 was for failing to report for military service after being drafted to go to Vietnam.
I mean, I would have done the same thing.
But Trump didn't do it. Trump got a deferment because of his bone spurs. I'm never quite sure what they were.
It all depends on how much money you've got to pay.
Exactly. Right. But that's throughout history. That's throughout history. Yeah. If you've got money behind you, you can do almost anything.
But is there anything to do with the fact that he didn't go and Muhammad Ali didn't go for different reasons and he's trying to make
he's just trying to be populist, to be perfectly honest.
Well, like the grandmother we were talking about with Kim Kardashian, he's doing terrible things, but to offset those terrible things, he's giving a small bone in another direction.
Mm.
Letting one grandmother out of prison from 30 years ago, like, you know, like, it's ridiculousness.
Should we change the subject?
Please. I know about, please.
The Beckhams, why are they in the news today?
Ridiculous!
Is this too obvious?
Are you talking about Victoria Beckham not wanting to join the Spice Girls?
No. Should we see if Clara knows?
Clara, do you know about Victoria Beckham and David Beckham?
Clara Davies, who's preparing the news, busy preparing the news at 9:30. Clara, why are the Beckhams in the papers today?
Why are Beckhams in the papers? I don't know. The only thing I know is that
she was right. What have you done?
Beckham.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, Mickey's
pressing
off
randomly
buttons.
Pressing buttons.
Don't be muting me, Mickey.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
No, the only thing that I know is that after the royal wedding, David Beckham got a lot of publicity.
Move on.
And then Victoria Beckham was like non-smiley.
No, it's a story today.
I don't know what happened.
Clara, do you know?
I'm gonna find out.
You look it up. Mickey, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay, you'll never guess what David Beckham's former PA Rebecca Luz is doing.
Is that the story?
Yeah, go and read it.
Luz is doing now. David Beckham's former personal assistant, Rebecca Luz, is now worlds away from her working days to the famous family. No, I'm not cutting to the chase.
No, it's not that.
Right, no, I've
They're apparently getting divorced because he had an affair.
Oh, with Rebecca Luz?
Maybe with his PA or the
allegedly.
Kids.
Allegedly.
Or the kids' tutor. It's a PA or the kids' tutor. There may be a pregnancy and there may be a divorce.
So is it... confirmed, or is it just gossip?
No, it's a rumor. They've all denied it. However, the bookies have suspended taking bets on it.
They're taking bets on it.
They've suspended taking bets on it. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's too obvious, or the odds are too good?
It means someone's paying them some hush money.
Yeah, I mean, like the Beckhams are like.
There's a scandal
What happened was they got a check to put a bet and it was signed Victoria Beckham.
Well, I mean, if she is getting a divorce, she might need to go back to the Spice Girls, because the Spice Girls are wanting to do a tour at the moment.
Are they?
And there's like this,
without one of them.
Well, there's this contention. They were like, oh, they're all really keen to do it and like do a sort of like. I think it was, from my understanding, if memory serves, it's the Backstreet Boys want to do a sort of world tour and like a Remember Us, and they wanted to team up with the Spice Girls and like do Remember the 90s, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And all the Spice Girls are pretty much, yeah, we're for it, let's do it. Except for, like, the contention is, like, Victoria Beckham doesn't really need it because she's in a stable relationship and a committed relationship, and
But the last time they get to go there, she sang one song and then did a clothes show.
Yeah, traditionally she's not the singer of the group. She's very much the look queen, and she just sort of sits at the back and sways.
Like,
but
the Beyonce to Destiny's Child.
Wait, are you saying Victoria Beckham is Beyonce?
No, I'm saying to the group. She's the main one.
I'm not getting offended. I'm going to correct you, because Victoria Beckham is not the Beyonce of the Spice Girls, because Beyonce is an all-round performer, entertainer. Like, she can sing, she can dance, she can act. She can, like, she's a good human.
She's Beyonce. There's nothing she can't do.
This is Queen Bey. Right? This is
Beyonce.
Victoria Beckham can't sing, dance, or act.
I thought you just said she was the main one. I don't even know the Spice Girls.
Get out! Get out!
Before my time.
Get out! Oh, geez. Oh.
I'm a 2000 baby.
Oh, I can't even. Spice up your life. Cue up a Spice Girls track.
What are we playing?
I don't care. Just cue up a Spice Girls track.
Let's see if Chloe's
genuinely am rattled to the core.
Does Clara know?
There is not a lot of things that I get angry about. But
you get angry at me every week. I mean, I'm putting you in my Insta poll.
Clara, what Spice Girls track would you like to hear?
Yeah, which
one? Wait, you know the ones in Inside? I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Is that Spice Girls?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the name of the track?
And like, if you want to be my lover.
Gotta get with my friends.
She knows the Spice Girls.
Friends that last forever.
What's the song called?
Wannabe is one of them.
Can we agree that she knows the Spice Girls and we don't have to listen to one?
You know what?
Now, do you know what? I like the song. Play it. Wheel It Up. It's a good song.
I can't believe it. I hate it.
Clara, what else do you like by the Spice Girls?
She's had the first song.
What else?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You were singing along in there.
I know that song. It's an iconic song.
Yeah.
It is an iconic song.
But there's a lot of songs.
I'm getting them muddled up with the Saturdays. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, okay. That's depressing. but there are several like of Clara's generation because she's 15?
I'm 15.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm 15.
I mean, you were born.
I really don't think I'm 15, Wayne.
I mean, close enough. So she's,
right.
she's
That's fetal. A case right there, 15.
That's a case.
You'll catch a case. I'm 15. I'm not 15.
Catch a case?
Catch
what?
A case.
Catch a case of what? this is worrying.
What does catch a case mean?
I think she's trying to say, like, I'll be a sex offender or something. Babe, what you're selling, I'm not buying. I love you. You're beautiful, but wrong tree, babe. Wrong tree.
Okay, so why is Jilly Cooper in the news?
Who?
Jilly Cooper.
I don't even know who that is.
The author. You do. Look at her picture. This woman here.
Oh, okay.
The one who writes books.
She's written
another book about horses.
Jilly Cooper has said that the fear of women is making men sleep with other men.
Of course it is! Oh! Oh! Oh, that's great.
The fear of women is making men sleep with other men.
Oh, that is the best
thing.
And she has said that. I don't get it either. She said men cry all the time now, the whole time, always crying, and they have beards.
I mean, also accurate.
All crying into their beards.
And he's just started going on the internet now, and he said it is extraordinary. It's all married men wanting to have gay affairs.
That is right up your street.
I mean, I am down for that. I am down to clown.
Do you think they are so terrified of women now that it is safer to go with their own sex?
What? No.
I don't know what the story is. Do you understand the story, Mickey?
So you're uncharacteristic.
Wait a minute. No, somebody did make a comment about that, which was something along the lines of, the poor dear hasn't had a headline for so long, she'll say anything.
Okay, yeah. So what her contention or her issue is that men of her generation had to be in the closet because of the legislations and the laws around sexuality in the 1960s and past. So the men had to get married for safety, otherwise they would be confirmed bachelors, quote-unquote.
Right.
So there would be men out there of her generation and older.
You're talking about the 1960s, so far along, nobody would remember it.
Well, exactly.
Hold on there.
Exactly.
Hold on there, sunshine.
So I think...
But hang on. She's saying that fear of women is making men sleep with other men, but then she's also saying men are crying all the time and they've got beards and they're terrified of women, so they're having sex with each other. Does this make any sense?
None to me.
Yeah, I think she's clutching at straws, bless her.
Wayne, does this make sense to you?
Well, it's coming from the horse's mouth, so see what I did there? Because she's an author about horses.
Clara, does this make sense to you?
I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either.
Could it mean that she's not getting any?
Ooh. Mickey Gwillim there.
Mickey's sending the
it's
shot.
After 9 o'clock. It's after 9 o'clock.
It's like Mickey's coming for her. I love that. I absolutely, I can't. That I just.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yes. Yes. Oh, I love that you allegedly'd.
Should we try one more?
Oh, please.
Oh, this
keep
I can't.
That. Keep that news story for my hour.
I can't do
for
this.
Driving
it's
you home
the at 10. Speak wing because the mouse is not working.
That's okay. So I've had this issue as well with our mouse. Mouse is that it's not working. But I just think that generate. So there are
okay. I can't complete the sentence because the mouse doesn't work. Love Island statistically. Ooh. Oh, here we go, Clark.
Okay,
complete the words. Love Island
statistically.
Hang on. Statistically admits more black people than.
I know this. I know the answer.
White
to this.
People?
No.
Orange.
Probably the
another Love Island. It brings in more BAME people than
BAME.
Like
no, it
black.
Have you seen the cast this
black,
year?
Black Asian mix of it. Yeah, I know. So that's the rub though. That's the rub. That's the laugh.
Yeah.
Is that there are more black people in Love Island than this?
No, carry on.
This location.
Just see how wrong you go. Just keep going. I've got it. Love Island keep going. Love Island statistically admits a higher
Wakanda.
Proportion of black people than keep going.
Wakanda.
You're getting closer. Mickey is always as always
Oxford.
Getting closer.
The House of Commons.
But can you see the screen?
I
can you see the reflection?
No. Reflection in what? It's carpet.
There's carpet behind you.
Oh my days. Oh, can you see the reflection in the carpet? Well done.
Because you said, Cara, what do you think the answer is?
I don't know.
Well, have a guess.
Well, I did, but I was wrong.
What was your answer
I
again?
Said Wakanda.
Canada?
No, Wakanda. What's that movie called?
Are you talking about Black Panther?
Yeah, Black Panther.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. Yeah, because they've got
that
the
was
all black.
Racism.
That wasn't it. That was Scottish.
Good save, babe. Good save.
The answer is Oxbridge University.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did, but I'm just confirming.
So I
it.
Win. Ha ha.
Because
I
you saw
care.
The reflection in the.
In the carpet. So anyway, I'm going to go get one of my guest.
Love Island is statistically. Listen to this, but Wayne, before you go. Love Island is statistically far more racially diverse than both Oxford and Cambridge universities in terms of black representation, according to newly released figures.
So the elite universities in the UK don't or have less intake than Love Island.
So how many people are there in Love Island? Is it 14?
I don't know. I don't watch
it. It's 14 and two of them are black.
But so that's what we're saying. That's the laugh, is that Love Island has, I think, 14 people, and of those 14 people, one of them is black or Asian or mixed ethnicity. BAME is the abbreviation, black, Asian, mixed ethnicity. Black, Asian, and mixed ethnicity.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're going, hey, there's one person in Love Island. That's
but we're doing
statistically
than
more
Cambridge.
Than what Oxbridge and Cambridge, Oxford and Cambridge.
I feel you.
Welcome in, which I think is very accurate and shines a light into the higher education system and the education system in like terms of poverty areas and low income housing areas and that kind of stuff.
I've got a serious question to
go
ask.
On. To ask who
can
you're
I
asking.
Run and get my guest.
What? No.
Is that okay? Or do I?
Well, it's really contentious.
Go on. Who are you asking me or Clara?
I'm going to ask both of you.
Go on
but
then.
It's a curiosity question. Well, it's Wayne started this thing about BAME, black, Asian, mixed ethnicity.
Mm.
How small does the mix have to be for you to be BAME?
Clara's looking confused and I'm looking confused. Repeat the question.
Right, okay. Black, Asian, mixed ethnicity.
Yeah.
Right? Is it a black mother and a white father?
Oh, I see.
A black mother and a white and a father who's
right.
You know, I mean, how far back in your ethnicity, how far back
do you have
to
be
have a black person in your life
in order
to
qualify
mixed,
for that status?
Because down in the West Country, which was the centre of slavery at one point, they've discovered that a lot of people down there are suffering from sickle cell anemia.
We've had that on, But we had that on last week on the programme.
Yeah, and sickle cell anemia is peculiar to the Caribbean.
Sickle cell anemia is what?
So, but there are people who would say that they are white, but they are suffering from sickle cell anemia.
So Mickey's raised a serious question.
Okay.
Which
very
is...
Serious.
I do apologise.
No, it's rare, but it happens.
It's rare, but it happens. Rephrase the question for Wayne.
Please.
Right.
Not rephrase it, re-ask it.
How far back, how many generations back for a black person in your family for you to be a mixed ethnicity?
Okay, so this connects to me really well, so I know Andy's going to be really frustrated at this because this is yet
again. You can see the reflection in the carpet.
No,
are you googling it again?
No, well, like, your man Andy here was like, oh, how do you know about everything that we've been talking about?
Who's this, Andy?
Sorry, Tom.
He's so rude, isn't it? He's so rude. He's so Tom. Rude. I'm sick and tired of you. I'm gonna
Tom,
give you
Mickey, Clara, done. Mm-hmm. I know everyone. It's beautiful. So what happened?
Hang on. Why are you sick of him, Clara?
Because he keeps getting my name.
What are you calling her?
Chloe. Do I look like a Chloe to you?
Chloe or Karen, whatever.
And I call you Andy. I know it's Tom.
And he called him Nicky, and you did call him Nicky. I'm with you on this one. I did hear him say Nicky.
You know what? Homophobia, the lot of you.
Oh, what? I'm going to find a name and give it to you. I'm going to call you Warren.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Oh, Warren. All right, Warren.
Because I'm a rabbit and I'll burrow into it.
All right, come on.
So my ancestors on my mother's side, my biological mother, my grandmother is... my great-grandmother is Indigenous Australian, so she is...
Aboriginal,
which is considered black.
Your mother?
My great-grandmother.
Your great-grandmother.
So... it depends, and so we look at the descendants of Holocaust survivors, and in terms of like the Hitler regime, in terms of how he would justify someone's Jewish ancestry, and he would say it was you didn't have to be Jewish yourself; it had to be at least minimum three generations. Mm. So like, if your grandmother was Jewish, you therefore could also be considered Jewish.
That's a bit.
So that. When I talk about my Indigenous heritage, I don't talk about it in a great... Like, I recognise I have family members who are half mixed race, and I have family members that are full blood Indigenous. So it's however you want to self-identify. So I'm very... I recognise very well that I am very white, the Scottish ancestry that I have.
So do you class yourself as a member of like the BAME? Like,
yeah, so I would consider myself mixed ethnicity / white passing.
Okay, cool.
But
White passing.
So that is a person who is mixed ethnicity,
but looks white.
Who has all of the privileges that come with being white.
White parson.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I've never heard of that. That sounds
like, I'm educating everyone.
I'm drinking from the fountain of knowledge that is going on by Warren.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chloe.
It's a bit strange, isn't it? It's a bit like, I mean, that's a little bit like saying, you know, that after a number of generations, you know, we'll forgive you for having had a black great grandmother.
But it gets watered down, doesn't it, through the generation?
Well, let's not say watered down, but yeah, there is a mixture of different things. And there was that case a couple of years ago of a woman having twin girls, and one girl came out with ginger hair, and the other one came out as a darker skinned girl. So it's so both twins came out, one's black, one's white, ba-bam.
Like, I mean, basically what it says is that the whole business the whole business of identifying yourself as a colour is actually nonsense, really.
I mean,
I slightly worry that there are people who are being told they have got to be black. You know, you've got a black mother and a white father, or vice versa, but you forgot to be black because one of your parents is black.
Yeah.
Why can't you say no? You're absolutely wrong. I choose to be white.
Exactly.
My
it's however
skin
you
may be black, but I am white.
It's how you self-identify, and it is the life that you've connected to, and the culture that you've been brought up in. So there was I saw a article today of a... a white couple that adopted a Asian child and decided to raise that child in the Chinese heritage because they wanted to keep him connected to the Chinese heritage. So for the last 17 years, they've been raising him to be Chinese and giving him all the Chinese traditions and stuff. Turns out, spoiler alert, plot twist, turns out he's Korean.
Oh my God!
And so they've been raising him in all this sort of dodgy nonsense. So it's like, you know, like... It is how you want to identify, and it's how you see yourself. So I recognise that I'm white, but there are certain parts of the Indigenous community that I connect to in terms of like the dreaming and that kind of stuff.
Anyway, trust me to bring in a serious subject.
So did you get an answer? Did you get an answer to your question?
But the answer is I'm both black and white. I'm
not from you.
I suspect there is no real answer. I think the nearest it is actually Wayne's got it right, which is self. How do you self-identify?
I'm just going to stop you right there, everyone. Wayne was very right. Did everyone hear that?
Warren was never right.
Warren was.
Yeah, that's correct. Warren's not right, but Wayne is always right.
Who's Wayne?
I'm prepared to say it.
Yeah.
But you know, there's
that's only my judgment, and that's, you know. Mm. So.
There's like a lot of, like, I remember, like, me and my friends were talking about it the other day. If you're mixed race, do you identify as black or white? Because a lot of mixed race people, if they say, oh, I'm black, black people will say, you're not black.
Yeah.
But then white people will say, well, you're not white.
Yeah.
Because you're half, aren't you? But it's how you're raised.
But you've also got the problem of black people saying, you are black.
There's everyone's community, and that is, once again, that's a self-identifier. Yeah. So if you're mixed race and you're typically hanging around more black people than white people, and you hang out in that sort of whatever that culture is,
yeah,
then ta-da, huzzah, that is who you are. If you're typically hanging around with more, like, I hang out with a lot of South Asian people. Doesn't make me South Asian.
Yeah.
But I do have specific... I hang out with Irish people, and I say grand a lot. Doesn't make me Irish.
Grand?
Yeah, like, at it, grand. Like, oh,
why does that make you Irish?
Because a lot of Irish people say... it doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
So I say, okay, but if I say kangaroo, that doesn't just make me Australian.
Exactly. That's my point. You've just proved my point. Congratulations, Chloe.
Oh, my...
Oh.
On that note, I'm going to love you and leave you.
Right, I tell you what we're going to do.
Play a song?
We're going to play another Spice Girl song.
Okay.
Just to wrap it up with.
Spice up your life?
No.
What are we going for?
Too much? Mama?
Who?
Do you think you are?
Yeah.
Wayne Carter.
Glad of these.
The time is 9:45. You're listening to Wandsworth Radio. That's the Spice Girls and Who Do You Think You Are? And the studio is empty. My guests have all left. In fact, they're looking at me laughing. Are you going to come in and have a farewell? Mickey, no. Yeah. Wayne, you coming in? Or are you done? Wayne's there. You're done. Mickey, are you done?
I'll say goodbye to you.
Tom,
thank you very much for an entertaining 20 minutes or so.
Thank you very much for your input. I don't know if you got an answer to your question.
Nope.
Probably just as well.
Yeah.
And you...
Nobody's pulled the plug on the show, so...
And what are you doing next Friday?
I'm going to see Jeff Beck.
Are you?
I'm going to see Jeff Beck at the Royal Hospital, Chelsea.
Oh, wow.
And I am stoked. No, I'm not stoked. What's the opposite of stoked? Stoked is bad, is it?
Stoked. No, no, stoked up. You're stoked up.
I'm stoked up.
Yeah, you're revved up. You're psyched.
The best guitarist in the world, bar none. He just sings with a guitar, which even Eric Clapton doesn't know how he does it.
How does... So what's Jeff Beck doing these days, apart from playing next week? Has he released an album? How old is he?
There's a re-release of Jeff Beck at Ronnie Scott's 2015 and 2017, I think.
So has he released an album, or what's he?
Sorry?
Has he released an album, or what's causing Jeff Beck to?
Every so often they manage to winkle him away from his garage where he builds hot rods. I mean,
is it Jeff Beck who's got the dispute with Robbie?
Robbie who?
Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams has got a dispute with his neighbour, and it's not Jeff Beck, is it? It's the other guitar hero.
I can't remember what his name is now.
Should I look it up?
Well, you know what I'm like. My memory for names is...
What did I say his name was?
Robbie Williams.
Robbie, tell me about Jeff Beck while I'm looking it up.
Jeff Beck can do things with a guitar which are frankly impossible.
Go on. Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page
and Robbie Williams are having a dispute their boundary, or Robbie wants to build and Jeff Beck says no. Not Jeff Beck. Robbie wants to build and Jimmy Page says no, it's too much noise
it's
or too
down.
Or
he
disrupt
wants
the view
to build
or
this
yeah.
two floors
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
And he says he's got this listed building.
Yeah, and it's been in the papers now for about 2 years, and I don't know what the very latest is, but good luck to them. Anyway, so Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
So return, tell me about
they
Jeff Beck.
They both play for the Yardbirds. I mean, there's a link for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jeff Beck is just, I mean, if you hear him play, it is you go, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he can take a note on a guitar and stretch it and bend it and make it, you know, and
just
you
do
just
things.
Look at his
yeah.
hands are constantly moving.
Yeah.
His left hand is doing things with on the strings, and suddenly he's got a slide in one hand, and then the next minute the slide's in the other hand, and he's picking with his fingers, and he's doing something with his first finger on the tremolo, and something he's doing with his small finger with the knobs, with the, you know, with the the guitar that was yet. And he just does his thing, and you just do not know how he does it.
Extraordinary. And what's it? It's a Jeff Beck band.
Yeah, and I'm not sure who he's playing with, but
it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter.
You go to see Jeff
but
Beck.
What kind does he have? Is it just a traditional band? Is it just like a bass and drums? And no, or does he? Or does
know.
He have the?
Do you know, I tell you what. I just saw that he was playing. Yeah. Bought the ticket.
But you bought tickets. Have you seen him before?
I haven't even looked to see who he's playing with.
Have you seen him before?
I have.
Have
Don't
you?
Ask me who he played with because I'm so bad at names. I can see faces like tomorrow. Mm. Piece of information.
Go on.
He fronted a band, the Jeff Beck band, back in the 60s, I think. Mm-hmm. And he made a lot of recordings with Donovan, including Barabba Jabba. But a lot of them still haven't been released because there was a dispute between the two record companies.
Okay.
And some of them were released, and some of them apparently are still in the vaults waiting to be released, which is quite interesting.
Well, there
because
you go.
Jeff Beck and Donovan are both still performing.
There you go.
So, yeah, you learn it all on this.
He's 72 years old. He's been married to Sandra since 2005. He's been a vegetarian since 1969.
We're not all perfect.
He's a patron of the Folly Wildlife Rescue Trust. And as you said, he's got an interest in classic Ford hot rods.
Yep, build them.
Performing much of the work on the exteriors and engines on the cars by himself at his house near Wadhurst in East Sussex.
I know it well. I've driven past the gates often.
Very good. Enjoy the show, Mickey.
I will do.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your help earlier.
I'll tell you all about it.
Good stuff.
In a fortnight's time.
Thank you, Mickey. See you. Good night. And good night, everybody. I'm going to sign off now. Wayne will be here in just 10 short minutes' time for Driving You Homo, so don't go anywhere. And then Andy Bungie will be here for The Chimneya from 11 till 2 a.m. on Wandsworth Radio. It's all here. Don't go anywhere. Good night.